Comrades, please gather to the town square. It was once owned by your rightful leader, Saddam Hussein, and it is still in his will. But since our leader is feared dead, I feel no need to shoot you if you don't leave the town square within 30 seconds of the culmination of my speech. Actually, I will leave that to Vulcan, because he's bored of playing Doom and wants some real targets. I am your surrogate leader for the foreseeable future, and I have been preparing some reforms through the night. I only slept for 20 minutes this morning. The reason why there is milk in my hair and Cheerios in my ears is because I conked out into the cereal. I have prepared, in Saddam's absence, a new health system and social benefit system. You will now be entitled to free health from the state, provided you're under 30, and you will now be able to claim against the riches of the state when you are unemployed or unskilled, even if you do not get a job. I have also set up nurseries, play schools and doctors' surgeries. I have made some profound reforms to the prison system. It will be considerably less harsh. I have made sure that your beds will no longer be made of stone, and you will now get soup alongside bread and water. Also, there are fundamental changes to the transport systems. You can now rip up your Iraqi code books, as from now on you will drive only on the left. If you are found to be driving on the right or in the centre, though, immediate execution will still take place. Trains will no longer be banned, as I am going to reinstate Iraqi's former train system.
5 hours later.
And item 99. As requested by Vulcan Raven, the ban on gaming and PlayStations is fully lifted. However, the original Metal Gear Solid PlayStation game carries a penalty of death if you are discovered to be playing it. A modified version known as Metal Gear Raven vs. Solid will be released on Monday.
Mr. Dodd, may I butt in? I wish to ban any Microsoft consoles such as the Xbox. I will impale any copies of Halo and Project Gotham I find over a fence.
Well, with that, I finally close this meeting. I hope this has been an enjoyable afternoon for you. What's that in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Yes, it's a plane! Take cover!
A modified Boeing 747 stolen from British Airways, now Britirak Airways, is seen descending towards the Earth at an unnatural rate. Upon closer inspection, it doesn't say Britirak Airways. It's been scrubbed out and Saddam Airways dubbed on in red. It looks strikingly similar to a meteorite entering the Earth's atmosphere. There is an Afghan-Iraq flag on it, and in a moment of violence, Saddam and childhood friend Osama bin Laden emerge on parachutes, while the plane careers into Baghdad's town hall and creates a crater out of most of downtown Baghdad. The crater can be seen from space.
Comrades, I'm home! Oh well, some of you seem to be dead. These damn bodies are tripping me up. Someone clear this mess up. Osama, hand me my luggage.
I'm afraid it's a smoking hole in the ground along with the rest of the luggage.
Sir, you're back. You're alive.
What's that you're holding?
It's a Bill of Rights.
I don't like the sound of that. Let me see that.
Well, you are the boss.
Damn right I am. Just because I have a fucking will doesn't mean I have to be dead.
Saddam, sir, you are alive. I am so glad.
I'm sure you are, but I want you to speak only when spoken to. Do you understand me? Don't stick your butt in. I'll fucking load you in a bomb back to Alaska if you don't show some respect. Now, Todd, let me read this. What the fuck? What the, in the name of all insolence? I have never seen such pathetic, nasty shit in all my life! Dog!
Yes, leader.
Why do I see the words hospitals and benefits in this list?
Because I was trying to improve the Empire. You can't get health treatment over 30. You are left to starve if you don't have a job.
What do you think I am, a fucking charity? This is a fucking Empire! A shite-spinning dictatorship! Where in the rulebook of taking the world over by force does it say I should make life a fucking bitch?
Oh well, I just thought that these proposals would put off dissatisfaction of your people and stop all those suicide bombers attempting to fly into your bedroom window.
Yes, well that's why I put you to work making flypaper big enough to catch a plane.
But this country needed some humanitarian laws.
You don't know anything. This isn't a democracy. This is our fucking world. These people are just in the way. But I need them to continue our empire and help it prosper. How am I going to do that with these kinds of draconian crap laws? When am I going to get statue workers to build my anus if they're able to get benefits and stay in watching Iraqi-dictated television? What the fuck is this? Oh, son, I can believe you're alive. I can't believe it. Well, I feel so emotional. Well, actually, I wish you were still dead. We've been shopping, me and Breen's mother. But we had to leave when the store turned to rubble. You've wrecked the city. I can't believe this insolence. Where are we going to go shopping now? I'm going to have to make you build shops into the palace. You're going to have to build a new city for this, Saddam. You shouldn't play with planes. They have a tendency to crash and explode. Yes, I know, but this time I intended to do it. Because I think you were all getting a bit soft. I thought you were all getting a little bit relaxed without me. I had to send a message about what being a world leader is all about. And is that Osama? My, how he's grown. But he always was such a bad influence when he was younger. He still is, and I don't want you going out with him. Well, he only rescued me from the nuclear ashes upon which I was radiating. We then formulated some plans and decided that the World Trade Center wouldn't see another day. I planted the rest of the money on the 110th floor.
Yes, the world should bow down to Allah, and I have sent a powerful message to those non-believers.
What's this in the Bill of Rights here about roads? Driving in the middle is key to the culture of this country and every other. Mr. Dodge, you're a British shite. I'm Vulcan. What is this gaming law? I said you can play the PlayStation, but no one else can. I don't want these citizens having that kind of dangerous fun. This Bill of Rights is a crock of shit.
But we have released Metal Gear Raven versus Solid to shops.
Burn them. I have no time for this. Look, Dodd, before I whip you in front of a crowd in what remains of this town square, this is not a country of hospitals, doctors and schools. We are an empire, and we need to be strong. And to be strong, we must eliminate the old and weak, and those who cannot and will not work. You have been undermining the strength of this empire, and you are this close to being eliminated yourself.
I'm so sorry to have caused you this inconvenience. I am most humble and grateful that you have spared my life.
I must depart now, Saddam. I have a Taliban to enforce. I can't believe that rule book. A stable dictatorship needs extreme discipline. An example. Women are banned in my country.
Well, let's get in now, Saddam. I've yet to make you tea. Okay, everybody. All of you that remain still alive, depart now because I'm about to throw a grenade into the centre of the town square in exactly 10 seconds. You don't want to be part of the next crater, do you?
In the palace.
Did you enjoy your holiday, Saddam? Well, yes, I did destroy the money. Every point of it. Except something strange happened. I tried to make a withdrawal on my account to destroy some more. And my PIN number was invalid. I wanted to destroy 1.1 million in all. But someone came out and snapped my card. Well, I've got a confession to make. You know how I love shopping. You have my card. Well, I had your card. My 994 million. And I've just gone and destroyed the last million I ever had. What happened? It was a wacky state discount. They overcharged me. And the brothers of Stomp were working on the till. They snapped me card. Trust me, I will have my revenge. Oh yes, tomorrow I will petrol bomb that store and I will extort the money back from the credit card company. Don't be asking for any allowance from me.